From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A second explosion in a village in Syria. A second suicide car bomber hit the location that an earlier explosion Friday hit near a Syrian village near Al-Bab just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State. The death toll has reached 65 people, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. The first blast Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving bodies of those killed in the earlier bomb attack. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. The advances came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by an extremist Islamic State group since 2014. The Iraqi takeover of the airport gives its troops access to Mosul from the southwest and, for the first time, control of an area along the west bank of the Tigris River. Associated Press reporting today that the VX nerve agent, now that's a chemical on a UN list of weapons of mass destruction, was used to kill the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in last week's bizarre murder in the Kuala Lumpur airport. Malaysian police said on Friday that Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after being assaulted by two women who wiped the toxic chemical on his face as he prepared to board a flight. A single drop of VX absorbed on the skin can disrupt the entire nervous system. It can also lead to death. Police have arrested two women, one Vietnamese and the other Indonesian, and a North Korean man last week. This is VOA News. President Trump addressed a crowd of hundreds of supporters at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference today just outside of Washington, D.C. The president utilized the time to celebrate his recent victory, suggesting his victory emerge from elsewhere than the pundits and the media.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. And this is so true. And this is what's been happening. Never underestimate the people.
He stated that he's been misquoted regarding his relationship with the media.
They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out.
Recent polling that has indicated some horrifying approval ratings for the new president, he states, reflects a problem with the polls.
Take a look, honestly. Take a look at their polls over the last 2 years. Now, you'd think they'd fire the pollster, right? After years and years of getting battered. But I mean, who knows? Maybe they're just bad at polling.
The president even tossed a bone to one of Hillary Clinton's competitors, Bernie Sanders.
Not that I'm a fan of Bernie, but a lot of Bernie people voted for Trump. You know why? Because he's right on one issue, trade. He was right about trade. Our country is being absolutely devastated with bad trade deals. So he was right about that. But we got a lot of Bernie support. So actually, I like Bernie. Okay? I like Bernie.
The International Organization for Migration says it is concerned about the latest anti-immigrant violence as well as immigrant deaths. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats. Just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.